Saudi Arabia on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah has left 9 people dead and many others injured. The Yemeni media say Saudi warplanes targeted a bus carrying refugees from Jerahi district to Zubayd district. This is the latest airstrike as fighting rages on between Ansarullah troops and Saudi-led forces in Hodeidah. The Yemeni troops recently managed to cut off a supply route of Saudi-led forces near the city. The troops say they have surrounded invading forces south of Hodeidah following fierce battles.
These are Emirati armored vehicles destroyed by Yemen's Ansarullah fighters in the area of Al-Faza, 80 kilometers south of Al-Hudaydah port city. Press TV's team visited the district, which witnessed one of the first confrontations between Ansarullah fighters and Saudi-backed forces.
We have destroyed these armored vehicles of Saudi-backed mercenaries and cut off a supply route that links Al-Faza with Al-Jah. We are using guerrilla war against invading forces to inflict heavy losses on them.
Ansarullah fighters have recently cut off the supply lines of invading forces in three main areas along a coastal road that links Mocha with Hodeidah seaport city. The fighters here, who mostly use light weapons, say they are determined to drive Saudi-led forces out of Hodeidah and areas around it.
We are willing to defend our country by all means possible. You can see here how the desert swallows the armored vehicles. Besieged invading forces do not have any other choice but to surrender or to be evacuated by sea.
Backed by Saudi airstrikes, Emirate forces and militants loyal to the former Yemeni government launched the Hodeidah assault on June 13th. Saudi-led forces began their offensive on Al-Hudaydah from Al-Faza region, which is now under the control of Ansarullah. Liberating Al-Faza has dealt a major blow to the Saudi-led forces and cut off their supply routes. That said, military experts say the offensive on Al-Hudaydah has become a quagmire for the Saudi mercenaries. Muhammad Atta, Press TV, from Al-Faza region.